You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we start off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to reflect on some of the market movements. Uncle David, good evening. Lovely to catch up as always. CPI data coming through pretty much in line with expectations, missing ever so slightly, but nothing to be concerned about from a South African perspective. It doesn't look like we're seeing a sharp reversal from that perspective. What did you make of the data?
Look, 3%. I mean, that's why I can't understand, and we're going to have this argument forever about, you know, why rates can't come down. I know there's a fear, you know, there was the fear of tariff increases by Trump that would be inflationary, push inflation up and reverse, reverse the concerns that we had. But, somewhere along the line, I just hope it can last there. But with our repo rate, where's it, about 7.5 or 7.75? I can't remember. We discussed that before. There is the margin for rate cuts. But if you listen to our governor at Davos, there wasn't any indication that this is going to go down. Still very, very cautious. So, and the markets, you know what was also interesting is that if you looked at our markets today, our retailers kept coming down. So, you know, it's having led the market up last year, 2024, they're very sloppy, even though we're getting reasonable results out of Clicks and very good, you know, results out of Mr. Price today. Still retail sector under a bit of pressure. So, I don't know, we need some love, and this, Placetia is not giving it to us.
Uncle David, do you think part of that is just his managing of expectations? Because that's been the approach that all central bank governors have taken. It's certainly been the approach from the South African Reserve Bank to not want to have the market almost front run the decisions that they make. And perhaps we are in for a rate cut, but he just doesn't want everyone to get excited.
No, look, he's a very cautious man, and don't take anything away from him. Thank goodness for the not only the Treasury, but also for the Reserve Bank, who've kept this economy, you know, really steady under very difficult circumstances. But I look at it purely from a market point of view, very selfish point of view, you know, looking at saying, look, it's we need some kind of stimulus to come about. And, you know, we need rates to come down quite dramatically. I mentioned this before. We're borrowing still, if you're on overdraft rates, you know, you're still around 11% or thereabouts, which is very high, and it makes it extremely difficult for any business to borrow and expand. So at 3%, this is, I think core was at 3.5. So if we take that as being the inflation number with which to work, there's still quite a bit of margin, you know, by which rates can come down. But of course, looking ahead, and I haven't got the models to do that, there are obviously some concerns about what lies ahead.
Uncle David, I want to pick your brain about something. I know I will get an honest answer out of you for this one. You mentioned the margin, you mentioned the room that's there for the cuts, and this might be a very unpopular opinion to some, but if we're sitting at 7.75% on the repo rate, plus the additional 3.5% that then gets added on to get to the prime lending rate, if we, from a central bank perspective, at least come out and say that difference from the additional 3.5% premium that would be going to the commercial banks, if we slash that by a percent, realistically, only the banks are going to be upset about that. Consumers won't be too mad about that. Is that something that would worry the market? Is that something where the market would see that as a negative?
You got to take this up with banks. No, I mean, I'm serious. You got to take a why. Is there that 3.5 margin? I mean, when we look at the balance sheets, they're not exactly struggling out there. You know, if you go look at the buildings and the cars they drive and the salaries that the bankers receive, there's no stress. You know, very, very solid. And most of our banks, you can't even get money out of them. They're so tight. So there is, you're bringing up a point that I think, in fact, I think there is a whole investigation now into lending practices. So I think, you know, why is that margin 3.5%? I don't know. It's just been tradition, custom. So you need somebody with a greater idea of you know, of the banking systems and why that's there. You know, why do they need that? Is there any particular reason, you know, that they can't actually bring rates down? What they're going to come back and say is, look, we do have flexible rates. If you're a rich person and very wealthy, we're not going to charge you prime. If you're a poor person, you know, and you're not going to pay us, we're going to charge you prime plus. So I suppose there are flexible rates in the banks, but I mean, we do pitch the prime at 3.5, you know.
But the reality around those flexible rates is that the majority of the population are not rich individuals, so that's something that has to be considered. In fact, the majority of South Africans might be in a similar situation to the UK, where they're facing a serious debt problem. And I saw something a little earlier that said that investor Ray Dalio is also concerned around the UK debt spiral that's happening there. What do we make of those developments when we look at the world and the positioning? Obviously, market like the UK, an economy like the UK going through a debt spiral is a concern.
It is. And the only way you can get out of it is to grow. If you've been watching a lot of the interviews at Davos or listening to people commenting on Trump, the biggest worry is if he introduces his policies, it's going to increase debt. And the only way they can get out of debt is to grow. So they've got to grow the economy. Otherwise, there are issues that that will face, face the U.S. economy, face the global economy. So, it's these we can't just brush them aside. But I think there's no other way to get out of it is to push up growth, and you're going to push up growth by reducing interest rates. And you can see it from our point of view as well. You've got me on very weak ground here. You know that. This is not my area. That I should have prepared for this one a little bit better. But what? I think, Jimmy, we're touching very sensitive areas. You know, these are very, very serious, and particularly in the South African context as well. We need to grow this economy. You know, we need to put a lot more into it as well. And we've got to come out with policies that do get us out of number one debt, help the poor, and just bring back some growth, back to us. I know there are a lot of external problems and structural problems, but it's got to be a priority.
Certainly something we have to be looking at. Before I let you go, Uncle David, I want to get your thoughts on some of the other movements that we've been seeing. Commodity prices finally kind of stabilizing. Platinum still lagging. Palladium kind of coming around. Gold price moving up quite nicely. The Brent crude price also etching up a little higher. We're seeing a bit of more risk-off sentiment in the market, but not too much because on the other side of it, equity is also moving.
Yeah, no, globally, I mean, the U.S. is still storming ahead. I think it's within touching distance of its all-time high. I'm talking about the S&P 500. AI stocks and tech stocks are booming, NASDAQ and so on. In fact, even Europe has come around. If you look at luxury stocks, you know, they've turned around very strongly. LVMH, we know Richemont had a very strong week and so on. So there's a bit of momentum building in the global economy. We haven't seen it here, and it's a bit of a concern. But I think it's too early to call a turnaround in the commodity market, but it's not going down. You know, in other words, it's not falling from these levels. It's stabilizing at these levels. But we need that. We need that to help us out as well. So platinum, I know, is picking up, you know, on Trump's policies towards or his views on EVs, electric vehicles as well. It might just give us a bit of a boost. But we are lagging a bit now, but the rest of the world is doing well.
What do we have in store for the rest of the year? I mean, it is still very, very early in the year, and we know that there's still so much up in the air at the moment around some of the geopolitical issues. But we've seen a lot more optimism, and I think this year could potentially be a better year than last year. How are you feeling about this year?
Very strongly. And I think that it's going to be a year when inflation starts to come down globally, which is going to help us. And also, perhaps towards the end of the year, we're going to see interest rate cuts in the US. I know it's only, they're talking about only one, maybe two. I think it's going to be more than that. And I think likewise here, we're going to see more interest rates. We just got to get through the first couple of months. But I think it's going to be a much better year. And you can feel it. Trump or no Trump, you know, you just got to learn to tolerate him, just to bite on your tongue and don't let him eat your insides out. But, you know, as long as the markets go up and the world economy picks up, I think we're going to benefit from that as well.
We are optimistic about the 2025 year. We'll have to wait and see how long that optimism will hold out. But for now, we take it and we take the small wins as they continue to come through. Thanks so much, Uncle David, for that chat. Always lovely speaking to you. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on market movements, some sentiment, and potentially the interest rate decision that we're in for next week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.